There's growing evidence that when your blood pressure goes up, so does your risk of developing dementia. So one of the country's top brain doctors is urging people to protect their brains by controlling their blood pressure. As NPR's John Hamilton reports, this particular doctor is leading by example.
Every day, Dr. Walter Koroshetz takes some pills to help his brain stay healthy and sharp.
I have to take my blood pressure medicines. I do.
You're practicing what you preach here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm a believer, right?
Koroshetz should know. He's the director of the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke. And he's running a public health campaign called Mind Your Risks to tell people about the link between high blood pressure, stroke, and dementia. Koroshetz says when blood pressure rises, it puts too much pressure on the tiny blood vessels that keep brain cells alive.
With every pulse of your heart, you are pushing blood into these very small blood vessels in the brain and dilating them over and over again, which finally causes them to become diseased, to break even.
Koroshetz says that can lead to a stroke, and he says at least two large studies found an alarming trend among stroke patients.
If you had a stroke, even a small stroke, your risk of dementia within the next 2 years was greatly magnified. So there's something about having a stroke that drives a lot of the processes that give rise to dementia.
Koroshetz says the evidence is clearest for a type of dementia caused by problems with blood flow in the brain. But high blood pressure also appears to increase a person's risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. Koroshetz says if people knew about the link between dementia and high blood pressure, they might be more inclined to do something about it.
Only about 50% of people who have hypertension are actually treated. So I think there's a lot to be said for trying to get high blood pressure under control.
Koroshetz is getting some help from the Alzheimer's Association. The group will present new research on blood pressure and Alzheimer's at its meeting in Chicago next week. And the group's chief science officer, Maria Carrillo, says the association is spreading the word that there are lots of ways to reduce blood pressure.
We can do that with exercise, with lifestyle, with healthy eating, and also with medications.
Maintaining a healthy weight also helps. Koroshetz is using all of these approaches. And he says other people with high blood pressure should follow his lead.
When you get to be my age, you're going to be very grateful that you controlled your blood pressure and exercised. You know, even 15 minutes a day is all it takes.
John Hamilton, NPR News.